Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Almost 5:45 at Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. A couple of months ago, as you'll recall, was the annual West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Walk that brings awareness to suicides and suicide prevention. I just said that. See, I've been doing this all day, that I'm saying the same thing twice more than once. See what I did there? But I digress. That event, the Out of the Darkness Walk, was a couple of months ago and was a big success. And there is an event Sunday that will help recognize the families of suicide victims. And we're going to talk about that and something else I just learned about with the organizers of the Out of the Darkness Walk here, Chastity Smith and Tina Benedict. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
So how successful was this year's walk, first of all?
Well, we will finish the year at about just under 40,000.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a pretty successful year and just about 500 walkers. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I lost count after I saw the first couple when I was out there. So, you know.
Yeah. What did you think? It was the first one you've been able to come to.
Actually, I covered the first one you held
a long time ago. Big difference.
But somehow you guys talked me into speaking this year, which, you know, again, I'm not used to talking when there are actual people in front of me, but
you did wonderful.
Yeah, I appreciate great. That. It was probably the hardest thing I've done, but I appreciate the chance to do it. But yeah, it was an amazing, you know, a lot of those, you know, fundraising walks and things like that, they just, you know, the weather this year has just been so unfriendly to them, and it seems like everything almost pretty well worked out perfectly for you guys this year.
Yes, we had a beautiful day. A beautiful day.
That is wonderful. I'm glad to have that, and I was happy to be a part of it this year for sure. And I helped you raise a few bucks. So, you know,
absolutely.
That
always helps.
There
absolutely.
You go. So you were telling me, before we talk about Sunday's event, you were telling me off the air that something that you've been trying to do, thanks in part to this walk, is finally about to come reality for you guys.
Absolutely. In January, we will launch the More Than Sad program to our educators and community on January 28th. Our educational tools from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is something we've been working towards for a very long time now. And with the new legislation, it's kind of important that our teachers have they're overloaded and overwhelmed, we know, but they need to have the educational tools to know when a child is more than sad. And we're going to bring it to not only the educators, but to families that evening as well. So,
and that's in District 205 here?
That's actually for five counties.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So,
yes. Knox, Henderson, Warren, Mercer, and I'm forgetting one.
Well, Knox is really the only important one. I'm kidding, of course. I know.
But we're super excited. Yes.
As you should be excited about that. Because
absolutely.
It's one of those things where, especially with the prevalence of things like bullying and discrimination and things like that, that may lead to suicide among younger people, that's kind of a very important thing to bring forward, especially at this time, isn't it?
Absolutely. And to have the tools to teach our educators, you know, so that they can teach their educators and we can just keep growing this each year so that more people are aware of the signs is huge.
That's wonderful. We'll have to talk about that more in the coming months here for sure, especially as you get it off the ground. That's a great thing. As is this event on Sunday, which marks International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. Chastity, I'll start with you on this. Talk a little bit about that.
It's a day for suicide loss survivors to get together and find comfort and understanding and share their stories of healing and hope. This is something that the AFSP has been doing since 1999, mm-hmm. and it's the first year nationally and, I guess, internationally. Survivor Loss Day is actually on Saturday. We have a huge family Thanksgiving on Saturday at my home every year, so we are hosting it on Sunday. And it'll be at OSF in Conference Room A. So if anyone hasn't had a chance to register, they're welcome to come on out and join us. If you can't come, you can also stream it live on Facebook. Just look up International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, and it'll hook you up right to the link where you can actually participate on Saturday if you can't attend on Sunday.
Great. Yep. Tina, this is something that I imagine must be important to you,
especially as
being one of those people that's a family member of someone who lost their lives.
Yeah. This is a big thing to me. I am so happy that we finally were able to get one here in Galesburg to actually get a group together and to be able to host one and have it for others out there in the community that just want to have a day of peace and hope and just fellowship with other people that have lost someone that understands.
Is that what a lot of those people, those family members look for, is just someone to
understand?
I don't want to say commiserate with, but maybe that's part of it.
Well, yeah, someone that gets it, yeah. Because a lot of people, they don't know what to say to you. They want to comfort you. They want to be there for you. They just don't know what to say.
Why do you think that is? Is it just that because it's such a sensitive, personal subject most of the time?
I do think that's it. They don't really understand all the emotions that we go through as far as with our grief. The standard ones, of course, but then we also go through our question of why. And they want to try to help us through that, but they need to understand that we know they don't have the answer, and that's okay.
Yeah. Chastity, your thoughts on that?
I think that AFSP doing this is huge because caring for those left behind and after suicide is huge. I mean, they need their support. They're without that kind of support, they can be at risk themselves because you have so many answers or not answers, so many questions you don't have answers to. Sorry. And I know I've talked to Tina and several other people who it's the guilt and the what could I have done differently, because that's what we do, you know. Just knowing that somebody cares and somebody else is in your shoes. We'll have the beads there again so people can recognize one another. And, yeah.
I've still got mine sitting at home from the walk earlier this year. Great. Is it – how do I put this? Well, I'm probably just going to skip that because I don't know how to put the question that's kind of floating around in my head here. So you're having this on Sunday, and you're going to have it at OSF St. Mary Medical Center. What kind of will happen on Sunday?
We will do a meet and greet when everybody comes in and kind of get settled. We have a short 15-minute healing program to watch that'll be provided from the AFSP. We'll have lunch and kind of have an open discussion. We've got some couple little activities to do together as a group. I think it's very important with the holidays coming just to know that, you know, there is a sense of community to be found within suicide loss.
Yeah, the holidays are certainly a difficult time for that. Has that been the case for you over the years, Tina?
Very much so.
Yeah.
The holidays are hard, and we lost Dan December 4th, 3 weeks before Christmas, so it's always been extremely difficult.
Yeah, that's... Gosh, I don't know how you would even go through with a holiday or something after that close to something like that happening.
We all banded together and held her up and got her and Brooke Linder.
Is the idea of holding somebody up, but what would you say maybe somebody who can't maybe make this event on Sunday? What's the best way that they can do that? Is it just, I mean, even if you don't know what to say,
someone doesn't just listen, just some, yeah, go and take them coffee, take them breakfast, even if they tell you they're not hungry or they don't want anything. Go and visit,
let them talk, let them cry, let them tell you stories about their loved one.
That's the biggest thing, I think. Don't shut their loved one out. Don't not talk about their loved one. They still love their loved one. They need to remember those times. Just because they're no longer here doesn't mean we don't want to talk about them. And I think we do that in grief for death of any kind of death a lot. But especially in suicide, these families need to know it's okay to talk about their loved ones still.
The thing that really aggravates me is when somebody says, get over it. You don't get over it. And if you do just get over it, you're not really being true to yourself.
Absolutely. Well, and that's just tied in with a lot of the stigma around it. And people, you just want to push it away. Yeah, you're not going to just get over it.
You learn to live a different kind of normal because you may not like it. Of course, we don't at all, but we have to accept it.
Yeah, and along with that, too, I think it's the message really is sort of that, you know, you'll feel better, you'll feel okay, but you're not always going to feel okay.
Nope. And it's okay to not be okay. Yeah. And that's what we are trying to bring to the community, is let them know that there are avenues and resources and people here within our own community that you can turn to.
Okay, I'm out of time. So once again, talk about the when and the where, and real quickly what this event is.
International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, and it'll be Sunday at OSF St. Mary's. Just come on in the front door. We'll have signs to get you where you need to go. And
12:30 to 3:30.
I was just going to say that. Okay.
12:30 to 3:30 in Conference Room 1A, and lunch is provided.
All right. We have more details, by the way, on that on our community events page at WGIL.com. Anything else you want folks to know about this, Chastity or Tina?
We're just excited. This is our first one, and we hope to be able to continue it each year.
Certainly hope so, too. Tina Benedict, Chastity Smith, the organizers of the Out of the Darkness Walk and International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, at least the local event of that here again Sunday in Galesburg. Thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for the help you're giving to the community in this regard.
Thank you, Will.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Will.